This horrendous explosion went over her head and slammed into the backside of one of the whales, and it exploded, and she screamed.
How can we ever stop the clear cuts in the forest if we're so effective at clear cutting one another?
To recognize one's own insanity is, of course, the arising of sanity.
Mother Mary, come to me.
We know that this contamination is affecting all of our life, all over our Mother Earth. We know that the cancer rate has gone up to epidemic proportions because of the fallout in the air, in the atmosphere, in the water.
It's a small world.
Tune in to Small World Radio, Thursdays from 2 to 3 p.m.
That's actually tonight at 9 p.m. Small World Radio. Stay tuned for You Call That News.
Geoengineering is the artificial modification of our Earth's climate systems to mitigate global warming.
Surface waters in Northern California and many regions of our nation are testing alarmingly high in aluminum, barium, and many other dangerous contaminants.
Are we being exposed to danger?
Yes, you are being exposed to hundreds and even thousands of times higher than safe levels.
Is it the clouds from the airplanes?
Yes, our generation never had clouds that came from airplanes. Yours does. But those are not clouds. Jet trails now remain in the sky for up to an entire day, spreading out and raining reflective particles like aluminum that disrupt our planet's weather patterns.
We may also be suffering undue drought and vegetation losses, Alzheimer's and other neurological and respiratory distress.
What can we do? Please, please.
Please, investigate for yourself. AmericanSkyWatch.com.
I spent the day down by the railroad tracks, and I'm free at last. I ain't never going back. Quit my job, 'cause I won the lottery. I'm a free range fed, multi-millionaire hobo. And that's just fine with me. And you may ask, what does a free range fed, multi-millionaire hobo do? Well, I get up when I want to, and I sleep when I want to, 'cause I can. I'm hogging ass to rich, darling. If I was doing any better, I'd be twins. Well, I'd be twins. That means there'd be two of me. I'd double up and double down on you, darling, Lord. I'm a free-range fed, multi-millionaire hobo. Best thing about being a free-range fed, multi-millionaire hobo. Well, I got me a spectacular hobo gal. Yes, I do. She got dangerous curves and they rev up my urge. She's my shimmy jam pal. Well, shimmy jam, darling. Shimmy jam one more time. Do that thing. Do that thing that drives me wild. I'll be your free-range fed, multi-millionaire. Free-range fed, multi-millionaire. Your free-range fed, multi-millionaire hobo. That's just fine with me. Well, I once heard that the sun don't shine on the same dog's butt every day. Well, it's true.
Greetings! That was Christian Raphael, and I'm Coral Reef, and you're tuned in to Freak Radio, 101.1 FM on your dial.
101.3.
Excuse me.
Or actually, could be between 2 and 4, because we're kicking the signal out there pretty good these days.
You call that news? That's what this show is. And then we're here with our trio together.
Janaea's back here.
Yep, I'm back for a little while.
And a mystery guest from India, possibly later.
Yeah. We're not sure about the mystery guest yet.
We'll see if she calls in. So anyway, she's whispering because I'm not doing something technically correct.
No, I just can't hear on my headphones.
All right.
She generally turns our mics down. Check out the spikes and everything. Are you recording it, Coral?
There we go. Okay. I hear us now.
Cheers.
Thank you.
Got a lot to edit tonight. Okay. What's on the top of the list of our news show? I think it's...
Occupation?
No. What's the true meaning of occupation or disoccupation, decolonization, and what happened to everybody? Why did we leave? Why did we get there? And did anybody have a purpose? Did anybody have a plan? Did we have anything to say why we're on the steps of the courthouse?
So you're talking about our local occupation.
Mm-hmm. We're a local show.
Locally, we were observing that some of the stuff that used to be there is no longer there. There's no longer an Occudome. There's no longer any blue tarp.
Or a teepee.
There's no longer my table.
Blow over. I'm not hearing my up. Am I getting to the yellow dots there, Claire?
Yes, you are. He's
all
up
right,
there.
Get close to the mic or back off. However you need to do.
All right. The sheriffs took the dome. They put a fence around the grass areas. And they've installed a curfew. It's closed from 7 p.m. to 7 b.m. And the General Assembly started at
7 a.m.? What?
It's closed at night. They start at 6, and they always run over 7 because they're using consensus, and it takes forever to do anything. So there are technically trespassing then. Someone got a ticket. It was a 602 of the Penal Code L, which the way to beat that ticket, if you immediately leave, they can't give you a ticket. And these are misdemeanor tickets. You're looking at up to 6 months in jail and a $1,000 fine.
And what does that ticket mean?
A misdemeanor. You're looking at possible.
Why is it given? What is the penal code?
To break up the protest. I mean, they just put these signs out there. The signs have to be posted there in order for them to give you this ticket. So they put them up there. And we can thank probably Susan Morello because she's in charge of this.
Moriello.
I mean, people always say it's the cops, but it's someone gives the cops orders. So I think they should focus.
To the city council? I have not been aware
this
at all.
County. This is on the
county.
County area.
All right.
The city area is down in the Headlands in the park in San Lorenzo, different jurisdiction. They've also given an eviction notice for 5 o'clock tomorrow because Ed's signing their plan to declare it a public nuisance by moving it into federal court, and it won't be even heard on a remand to take it back to our local court until January. So the city's getting all frustrated, and they're seeing the other occupies get destroyed, so they're feeling a little more bold now about fucking with us.
I was afraid of that, but where is the county occupation?
The county's up on the steps. It's that road that runs through the park. One side's county, one side's city.
I didn't realize that. I have to go down there.
That was part of the reason that I was selected because of the legal. Also, you're right there for court. You're right there for jail to put money on people's books.
Sure.
There's banks all around, including an abandoned bank, which was occupied last week.
Yeah, do you want to tell us about that?
Janae, I just wondered how you found out and if you had any people that went to occupy and what you heard, since you hadn't been to many of the meetings.
No, I haven't been to any. I've just been working day and night. I heard about the occupation of the bank while I was working. I was doing a night shift, actually, and I heard it on KGO, of all things. And I immediately went online, and I wasn't sure how I felt about it. I had mixed feelings. As we had shared earlier, Coral, it appeared for me to be an aggressive action, and I, personally, I like to go within and feel It's important to bring that power of spirit, to be silent for a while, meditate, and then act, like Gandhi did. Ahimsa, the power of, that's very powerful. Of you, then you're bringing the love and the power, as we know, that animates life. And that is what shifts, that it's energy. And the time, I feel, is now, very, very, very soon, for the people to begin to have a voice. And this is what it's giving everyone. And what I saw lacking, or I felt lacking, was that spirit. And if we could, I was sharing with you earlier, sanctuaries of spirit. You brought that up. I wondered where the teepee was when we walked by this afternoon, and you said that it had been taken down.
It was flushed.
It was flushed?
It blew down.
And Freedom, I want to get you turn your sound.
So good
up.
To be back on here.
Thanks.
Again. It's great to be with you both again. We had our first show. What was it?
Freedom, you were into it because of your brother's connection to the first occupation, which was last year. It was Peace Camp.
Right, Peace Camp. What was it like, Peace Camp 2011?
Can you hear yourself?
A little bit. Maybe it's just these headphones. Also, my show is called Free the Land, and they are free the land. I mean, they believe the private ownership of land is the start of all oppression. That's why wars are fought from other people.
And how do you think they could have gone about it so the land had become free again? Doesn't seem like this. They led each other through a direct pathway to get to that freedom.
We're headed for full-scale revolution here over time. I mean, astrology, that's why I got into politics. I'm an astrologer. I saw that the Jupiter-Uranus conjunction 0 degrees Aries is going to lead to revolution for a very long time, possibly a dark age as well. But as to the teepee blew down the wind. It's been very windy a few days ago, and that's what happened to the teepee. I think they're working on putting it back up.
So it wasn't a symbolic gesture?
No, it was smited by the Lord.
Well, maybe it is on another level.
The original teepee owner, not even an owner, I mean, originator of the teepee getting there has not been seen for a while, so I don't know if they're doing it symbolically now.
It always looked so regal up there. Mm-hmm. You could see it.
It looked beautiful.
Coming into town. Oh, it was gorgeous.
Right by the side of a river, just like an Indian camp.
Yeah, that's what I thought of often when I went by.
I was sitting there watching the sun go today and looking at them through the redwoods. It still looks beautiful. They're very peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there's a lot of homeless living there.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to a woman on the bus the other day saying, well, you know, I mean, she doesn't want to go up to the armory because there's like, well, first it sucks there. It's like being in prison. But she said there's like everybody up there's got this kennel cough, she was saying, since they turned the heater on. And that's why indoor barracks-type housing, you can catch tuberculosis and stuff. That is truly a public health hazard, a public nuisance, whereas where they are now in their tents, it's much, much safer health-wise.
And are they being taken care of there?
How do you mean?
Medical care or being fed? I don't know what's going on there.
They do have a medical tent there. They do serve food sometimes. That's been a bone of contention between the occupiers and the homeless because the occupiers feel the homeless, some of the homeless don't actually participate and contribute, and yet they're being fed. And it kind of they go on and on about that. I mean, the revolution isn't about having a picnic in the park. I mean,
it's,
you know, dragging your friend through the woods to a makeshift hospital and hoping they don't bleed out before you get there. I mean, that's what real revolution's about.
Mm-hmm.
It's everybody that has a cause to be there and it has a feeling about it, not just a disenchantment or a denial that anything else is going on except their own world spinning around.
So they need to be inspired.
They all have their own reason for being.
And empowered.
Yeah.
They found that when they tried to do the mission statement, everybody had a different reason for being there, and they couldn't, you know, they'd have to list, like, you know, just go on and on. Every person there had a different reason for being there. So they used a general statement.
And what was that?
I don't know. I have it with me, but I'd have to find it. But generally, you have no leaders.
Autonomy.
Make a better society. For justice.
But peacefully, and because everybody was so disconnected there, they couldn't assure that there would be complete peace because it wasn't really unified to any on heart and mind and soul.
Again, part of the homeless population, specifically in that park, is a lot of junkies, drunks, and speed freaks because there's liquor stores nearby. So they also had violence problems. But and that's part of why the city's claiming it's a public nuisance. But the city is responsible for those people being there because the police don't arrest those people. The police are downtown arresting people for sitting down, singing, and blowing bubbles.
Well, it could be that they really want to impede the whole movement. Well, so one way of doing that is not to arrest those that are they're dragging down the movement.
And as well as there's a lot of anarchists there that don't want any police on the property at all. So no one's going to call the police or they're going to look.
Oh, you've got a little bit of everyone.
And that brings us to the occupation of the abandoned bank, which was mostly anarchist, and it's caused a schism in the group.
Yeah,
they did. The other people, the moderates, did not know that this was going to go.
It was not even a requirement.
They didn't know
brought
that.
It was autonomously done. Yeah.
They put it as a side interest. They just had a small, you know, interest group that was on the side of the whole movement. They did not invite them to be part of what they're doing.
And they kind of used the rest of the, because they used the march as cover. There was a march just before the, and there was also a fire alarm at the county building that emptied it out about 20 till 2, and the march was at 2, although that was late too. So they, you know, it was well executed. It kind of reminded me of another event a couple of year or two ago downtown. Diversions and very well executed.
Oh yeah,
but it ended
but
up
strategically very
ended
wise.
Up. It ended up folding against itself. A house divided never stands. It ended up acting against itself and making the whole thing, the whole movement, you know, not hang together. Even though they said they have those interests at heart, they couldn't condone what the people were doing because there wasn't any really, you know. Brought to light any kind of consensus about what was happening first, and then it just happened, and then they say, "Oh well, we'll ask forgiveness now."
Yeah, well, it makes the GAs look like a joke, because it didn't go through the GA. You couldn't put something like that through the GA, anyways.
What's the General Assembly?
Yeah.
No, when is that held? Or
it's going on right now. That's why we have no listeners.
About tomorrow, because the permit. Whoops, somebody's
who knows?
Here.
I mean, they could be talking about.
Hi, it's Mitchell. Hi, Mitch, or Drake. Well, are you going to give us an update on the General Assembly?
Santa Cruz Weekly gave an excellent
Here, use the mic.
This the recent issue of the Santa Cruz Weekly. It shows what a daily could do if did research.
We're talking about what's happened downtown now, and we've got some news about it. So what do you want to say?
Well, page 8 in the Santa Cruz Weekly shows what journalists could do if they were willing to work. Apparently, the editor at the Sentinel admitted that they're not willing to do any work to find out what's going on. So the Santa Cruz Weekly shows an example of what it would look like if a news department actually did a story.
I'll have to read that.
Well, we're figuring out how this whole thing happened without the general group at GA finding out about it. It was executed in a surreptitious, is it the right word, in a facetious manner.
Well, it was an open secret. A lot of people knew it was going to happen.
And yet, because it was an open secret, that made it more exciting, sexy.
Well, it was very exciting, and it made us look less like wimps, because I was just talking to someone at the today before, and he was saying we should have been actually going out and going after the banks more. We just got so caught up in the sanitation and the food and everything else that we haven't really been going out and causing trouble for the banks.
Or foreclosures or any of those.
Yeah, anything we should be doing. Yeah, we haven't been doing a lot of direct action.
Well,
this came up as a matter of course, like they needed to do something. Do you think of that?
Yeah. Plus, recent success might have gone to the camp's head because they were so successful with the National Nurses Union and getting 100% support for moving money out of bank accounts from the big banksters into credit unions. So that could have gone to their movement's head, and they took their eye off the ball.
Well, another thing is a lot of people that went into that bank have been filmed by the police and are probably going to get hit with at least minimum misdemeanors, more probably felonies, because there was some damage. I heard that some of the people in the bank, when they said, okay, we're going to surrender the bank now, got very upset and went in and vandalized. But this is just hearsay. Another thing, the police were threatening. The police said there was children in there, too, mothers with children. The police threatened to take away the children from the mothers.
Mm. What about the goats from that organic dairy farm? Did the goats from the dairy farm make it into the bank building?
Are you serious?
There's a KSCO radio actually visited the Occupy Santa Cruz, and they had a story about the plight of the small farmers, which I think is a big deal for them on Saturday mornings. But there was a local, well-known goat farm that is in a dispute with the federal government over the excessive fees for small dairy farmers. It's an enormous injustice that Alex Jones talks about, what's being done to the small farmers by the federal government. It's just out of control. So the local dairy farm was supposed to bring some goats to Occupy Santa Cruz. I just wanted to know if the goats made it into the building or not. That may have been the source of the smell.
The smell.
I said there was an odd, foul smell.
Well, the thing, about the bank occupation was they put a tent inside the vault, which to me symbolizes the whole Occupy movement nationwide. I mean, that's really what it's about, you know. Shelter for the poor rather than riches for the wealthy.
In a bank vault, the symbol of that. Well, now what are the repercussions of the occupying the bank? Do you think this is all going to play out?
Well, the transcript of the jury trial is going to be more valuable than anything we've imagined so far, because it'll bring within the consciousness of the court system the local judiciary's total contempt and incompetence at First Amendment and constitutional issues. There was a group that witnessed the Park and Recs director of Santa Cruz admitting the total unwillingness to sign a one-page fact statement to a judge before 4 p.m., which would be a very simple remedy for a sign of good faith. She also indicated that the city attorney has absolutely no tokens of constitutional excellence in any of his credentials, which means they basically abdicate even the appearance of competence when it comes to First Amendment or Ninth Amendment issues. It's that document's a real travesty. It's an embarrassment for almost anyone at the city government level that claims they have any claim to excellence.
They have no excellence there. They're all about taking money from the public and inflated salaries and windfall pensions.
Mm-hmm. And it's widespread throughout the nation. Oh, this is just a little microcosm that we're seeing.
Yeah, in
here.
This town, the 1% is the bureaucrats in charge. Not necessarily the city council. They only make $1,000 a month or something. It's those Barisoni. The city attorney gets what, 600 grand a year, plus he asks for 200 grand more. And the people who are really going after the Occupy are Shoemaker on the city side and Morello, is that her name, on the county side. They have discretion whether to enforce these new laws or not. I mean, they're the ones that created them.
And at least
Morello.
Hmm. Yeah, Susan Morello.
County accountant.
Or whatever, administrator. Auditor. She's also on some police boards or something, so they're
CAO
all scared of her.
County A-O. I don't know what it stands
She could
for.
Let them stay there indefinitely. She's probably the one that put up those closed at 7 o'clock signs. To me, that's just bad faith on their side. It's obviously they're trying to shut down those people meeting on the steps. Those people meeting on the steps aren't hurting the county at all.
And it's perfectly...
It's free speech completely, 100% First Amendment. And there is really no alternative. They have those meetings when people, you know, after they get home from work at 5, they can get there by 6 and have the meeting. And like I said, because it's consensus, it's going to run past 7. So they're essentially, you know, cutting into their First Amendment rights to meet, assemble, and have freedom of speech. And she is directly responsible for that, and she is probably liable for a lawsuit and punitive damages.
Mm-hmm. And we hope that happens, don't we?
I'd love to see. I'd rather, I always say it's better to be a plaintiff in a civil suit than a defendant in a criminal.
Well, you've got to keep this pressure up.
Mm-hmm. Well, part of it's self-inflicted because we know that they're basically the city government's in over their head on how to handle these issues with any kind of constitutional diligence. The other occupant camps are actually providing more and more precedent. There are two well-respected police chiefs one from Philadelphia and one from Seattle, from the Battle of Seattle 99, who are on record with their mistakes, their regrets of prior conduct, and they've been giving fantastic critique of current police brutality and poorly trained, poorly conceived actions, poor training on the side of law enforcement, on how to handle guaranteed rights to assembly. It's a shocking lack of diligence when you look at even you know, historical precedent for norms in good policy for public safety, public health.
Also, the Occupy movement is like their donations have gone to zero. Their donation box got stolen. They need to get a new donation. And speaking of which, Free Radio Santa Cruz is also in dire financial straits. We need money now. If we don't get money, we'll be off the air by March 1st. So please donate any you can. And also, there's all kinds of slots open for new DJs. So for $30 a month, you could have your own show on Free Radio and say whatever the fuck you want, other than hate speech or commercial advertising.
Sponsor a long list of radio interns that have been in training for a while.
That's a great idea. We've got excellent shows, and we have excellent topics. You have the new show on Saturday mornings with Rick and Jeff, and it's called You Must Be Kidding, and it talks about non-GMO foods.
Mm-hmm. That's what the capital must, Rick says.
And all kinds of other good energy in the must. You must be kidding. Yes.
You want 9 on your you know, little barcodes. That means it's organic. The first 9. See, you learn things.
Supposedly organic. But what's happening tomorrow? Can you talk a little bit about that? In the
at permit? Occupy?
Yes.
5 o'clock, they're supposed to be out of there. They're going to start evicting them and arresting and stealing people's property.
The police.
The city police. Yeah, the one on the... on the city ground in the park is still there. The county one, like I said, they have fences around most of the grass, and only the steps are available. And they're, you know, ticketing for anybody there after 7. Although it's a 602L, and all you have to do is move onto the sidewalk, and then they can't do anything about it. But a lot of people, they have the idea that we must stand our ground. But I got to say to you that is the worst strategy you can take. A guerrilla, the weaker force, never holds their ground. They always move and attack from another angle.
Do you have any ideas?
I mean, no, I have no voice at Occupy.
There's been discussion. The location committee has discussed.
I'm not in
location.
With the in factions.
Oh, there's no.
Well, but some of them are obvious, like the Lighthouse Field is a possible location. Church parking lots have been as part of a legal field manual. Churches are willing to donate their parking lots on a rotating basis, one per week. That's 4 churches per month support. It's a gypsy lifestyle, but for those people that. Want to exercise their First Amendment, the First Amendment rights to assembly. It doesn't have to be at the courthouse. It could also be where it puts a spotlight to help prosecute our case in federal court. January 3rd is the next date.
Plus, they were pretty lavishly. You know, they had propane heaters. They spent $600 on propane over the past month or something. And you know, they had couches. I mean, they had a lot of stuff. So you can't go on a march with that kind of stuff. So. At some point, if they want to continue, they're going to have to go on the march.
Well, Napoleon marched his army straight into a blizzard with disastrous results. We don't have to face a wind chill because we're not in Chicago, so we have the weather on our side.
You know, I think part of the reason they weren't hassled by the city is because the Headlands is one of the areas designated for camping. And we didn't need a camping permit because it was First Amendment speech. There are 2 other areas that are also available. So they could move there. There was some talk about going to the front yards, but that's illegal in this town. You can only have camp
yards.
In the backyard. Yeah, you can't. Well, foreclosed homes.
Oh.
Because I think you can't. You can't even sleep in a camper in a driveway or something. You have to be, I think, in the backyard, and I think at the most 2 tents or something. And that defeats the whole point. They want visibility. So they're up against. They're still up against getting tickets from the city because we have a fascist government in this town.
So. I'm curious. I haven't been involved at all. So there is a general meeting going on now to discuss
what to do
tomorrow.
And what to expect, which includes, as I understand it, a 1 p.m. hearing at which a judge may decide to throw the book at the municipal incompetence.
There's a hearing tomorrow?
At 1 o'clock, a judge is being asked to issue a restraining order against a constitutionally ignorant city executive.
Could you be more specific?
Well, I don't want to steal Ed Fry's thunder if he's calling in to the show tonight.
No, he's not calling in.
Or
no,
Steve
go ahead.
Fleisch. I can't tell you the courtroom or not, but it's quite possible that before 2 p.m. in the afternoon, a judge will issue a restraining order so that the letterhead on the evacuation notice includes the Santa Cruz Police Department, so I guess they'll be enjoined from enforcing any kind of harassing action that as specified in the constitutionally delinquent document. Yeah, notice is constitutionally delinquent.
Well, I think there's an appeal possible because she just declared it all on her own that it's a public nuisance rather than go through the courts like they were originally trying.
But that's happening all over the country, too.
Yeah, but I think there's law in the city that there's a 10-day appeal thing, so I think that's what he's talking about. They'll at least get it delayed for 10 days.
Well, now they're claiming it's under summary abatement, which is a different part of the municipal code.
So what does that mean?
Well, it's equally constitutionally delinquent.
They
can come up with any municipal theory they want. If it's not constitutional,
that's what they pull these laws out of their fucking ass. They did that last year. All these signs popped up at the city hall, closed at night. They weren't there before. I mean, it's bad faith on their part and a sign that they are attempting to infringe people's constitutional rights.
And plus, we may not need to remove a federal judge because it could be our springboard to Supreme Court.
We're not. But there's so many other occupies that are going to court here that there will be some decisions on this.
And they'll be setting precedents.
That's right. If they don't settle. What do you have to say, Coral? You're awfully quiet over there.
Yeah, I'm hoping that my occupy friend up in Oakland is going to call in tonight.
Okay. All right.
And a couple other people. We could get some other people too from Noah from
Noah's
the
coming,
camp,
or he's going to call or come.
I mean, occupy
around 7:15. He said
after the meeting.
Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
I think it's time for a song. Why not?
Yeah.
All right.
From with lyrics by Peggy Seeger.
No.
We just heard that Peggy Seeger made some great lyrics.
Thank you.
Hawaii. De Alto Cedro voy para Marcané, llego a Cueto, voy para Mayarí.
From India.
Yes.
We are going to bring somebody here from India. At the moment, we are talking about Gandhi. Yeah. And we're going to talk about the importance of Ahimsa and the power that is inherent in the spirit of the movement. The winds that we had last week, yeah. We were just talking about them. How yes. fierce they were and how they can be used in the movement. Hi, you. What's your name, Aruna?
You speak what is your name? When did you get here? It is done.
I am Swami Bhayandananda.
Did you come from Swami land?
No, from way beyond Nirvana. Far beyond Ananda.
Bonjour.
What do you have to say about our dear friend Gandhi? You know, the father of...
He is receiving new honors from modern musicians. Recently, Philip Glass has made an operatic celebration of the Gandhi story.
Can you tell us a bit about that, please?
It is maybe on your YouTube or some live stream, something in your social network. It probably has some digital media for such an effect, but it you would look up keywords with Philip and Glass, and of course, he has made wonderful movie scores for Vietnam War films.
What a beautiful chime.
That sounds very interesting. Could you elaborate?
Well, Gandhi often said of himself that he was not quite sure whether he was an attorney traveling towards divinity or a swami moving towards law school. It was a matter of contradictory confusion in his career.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And how did he have the impacts that he had? How did he do this? Can you share with us a bit about the people?
Oh, there is much written in India about the Dharma of Gandhiji, but all I can say is I have seen the many life-size, not even life-size, the mega-life-size. He is called Mahatma Gandhi as a sign of the enormous stature of his moral grandeur and his empathy and diligence on behalf of the common man. He was a working-class hero that might make Einstein blush, although Einstein said we needed more better diplomats, perhaps with better training in Buddhism values.
Yes, he was so sharp, and he brought down the empire.
What did he feel about Western civilization?
What was his take?
It deserved some rock salt in the eye with a catapult, maybe even a trebuchet.
Actually, he said it would be a good idea.
Yes, he said that to the people in England. He was in solidarity with the working people in England when he had his little, what is the outfit that they wear called?
He was also in an adversarial conflict with Admiral Churchill, who, of course, had long coattails in the British Empire's establishment. This is well known to the Queen. God save the Queen.
Yeah, God save the Queen, oh Lord. And those empires still continue. So what can we learn from Gandhi?
Oh, yes, Gandhi took the aftermath of the Khyber Rifles and the residue of the British Empire's experience in India and said, I will prosecute social justice in South Africa, which, of course, was in the early days of apartheid. So this is after tragedies like the case of the Australian soldiers in the Boer War who were, suffered summary execution, enormous injustice in the annals of Australian history. And of course, Australia has stood by the cause of India and nationalism, even with some other vintage characters from World War II era.
You call that news?
We want to know if we call that news.
I'm back. Janine is here now.
Philip Glass has recently dedicated new music on behalf of Gandhiji is the news, and we are waxing eloquently on this on behalf of the three faces of Buddha and Nirvana.
And besides Dr. Fluff,
you know,
Janine
is here. We can also talk about the parallels today. So if Gandhi were here, what might happen?
Yes.
Well,
excellent point.
He was a leader, and that's not what's happening in this movement. No leaders.
He was a symbolic leader.
Charismatic leader. He had charisma. What is his definition of charismatic leader?
We could use some leaders.
Everyone has that leadership skill. They're different gifts. And I think we're finding our voices. And I believe at this point in time, leaders may not be necessary. We're still letting people speak. You know, they're finding their voice, and that's empowering everyone.
I lost my voice.
Because many are oppressed, and they're frustrated, and they don't understand what's happening. And this is giving them that opportunity. Mm-hmm. They need to have a space to speak, a space where they're safe, to share whatever it is. Others may choose to judge, but keep it to themselves. Let people speak. That is so important. It's central to our Bill of Rights.
Yes, and the Bill of Rights has been eradicated more or less by the barbarians, because they don't want anyone to speak. They don't want anyone to have any place to speak.
We could all... Please continue. I have interjected in a most rude manner.
Listen to us all.
Can I pour you some more chai? I'm so mortified.
Absolutely, thank you. Please, speak.
Well, I will have more Darjeeling tea, but I was just going to say, if we were to anticipate Gandhiji's commentary on modern news, it would be also about this case in Australia, where the United Nations.
That's not news.
This is news with the Occupy news in Australia.
I think these could even be hate accents. Yeah, the phone lines are open if anyone wants to counter it with some other accents.
So in what city with the letter M in Australia is there an Occupy case in federal court? Are you aware of the federal court system in Australia, sir? In what Australian city with the letter M is there an Occupy case in Australian federal court, to which has been enjoined, as Gandhiji would support, an expressly special link to a new declaration of human rights accepted by the United Nations, which is yet to be recognized at any level by municipal government in Santa Cruz County. This is an oversight of such colossal dimensions as to render Santa Cruz a laughingstock of global human rights, sir. And you consider this a trivial omission of the news?
It's not news.
Some I heard about it in Australia. They're actually cutting holes in their tents to pop their head through and walking around with them like their clothes and stuff when the cops come and ask them. So the cops cut a tent off one woman, and all she had on underneath was underwear.
And the graffiti on the tent could make it look like an ostrich or an emu. This would be quite a bit of gallivanting in the Christmas season. Where is baby Jesus in the crash in the Three Magi?
And what do you think, Free, about pacifism? How is it going to be effective?
I am a pacifist, but I do believe in LSD weapons. What do you think? Is that violent? Or, you know, because I'm kind of doing onto others as I'd have them do onto me. If you do have LSD weapons, declare war on me, please.
No. So you feel that it has a place in this movement?
LSD weapons? Well,
no.
I'm out of ammunition right now.
But you could reload at an experimental base in San Francisco where they used to do psychedelic experiments in the 60s. This was with impetus from Timothy Leary.
It's never been used. I mean, the CIA was trying to use it for mind control, but it's never been used on the
within
battlefield.
Within the brothel, sir. Within the brothel.
Imagine how hard it would be to kill somebody if you're tripping on acid. I mean, I couldn't even eat a ham sandwich, you know, when I wasn't a vegetarian.
What is being used? What weapons are being used?
Brothels were used as weapons. They were called honey traps. No, it just, in the Cold War, it was called a honey trap.
What weapons are they using?
What, you mean the
Occupy? Weaponry right now, or... Any
the
tasers?
Occupies?
Yes, I have not been involved.
Tasers are
I'm
being used.
Going to be
against
tear gas. Tear gas is number one in Egypt. Yeah, in Egypt especially, they are using U.S. tear gas especially.
U.S. tear gas.
Well, the occupiers used chalk when the sheriffs first took away all their possessions, so they started chalking up the sidewalk and everything, and I was told that the sheriffs came back and said, we got to de-escalate this, you know. And they was, hey, I mean, they're, at least they're using chalk. They wanted to use paint.
Wash them.
Yeah.
Also, the bathrooms in the county building were being vandalized, so now they're closed at 5 p.m., and some of my contacts are a little upset that they can't use the bathroom after 5, and I tell them, hey, now you got to think like a homeless person. Where's an open bathroom? Welcome to our world.
Yeah, so if you want to join in on this merriment and frivolity.
What's the number here at this station that's going out of business here, running low on money?
You've got to donate.
Kindly call for your pleasure donation.
We need your money.
We now have another musical interlude, perhaps?
Yeah, she's great because she never attends the meetings. That means we get the full $30. Because if you do sign up, attend a meeting, you get $10 off.
I will, Sharker. I've just been working a lot.
831-427.
Were you up to date on your dues when you left?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I took
that. Then you could get a show back just like that.
And I will.
You are denying us of your loveliness. You have to leave.
I do have to go to work.
Well, let's
all
have
the way
your,
to Aptos.
Your full board.
Well, the meetings now are at 5 o'clock.
We have
on
a
Sundays.
Theory.
Sunday after next will be the next one. 5
let's
o'clock.
Let's talk about that
Sundays
at another time.
Monday, yeah.
Sundays, yeah.
I definitely
want
to come.
Oh, now we want more people because we need more people.
Did you get
to sign
a chance
up for free radio?
Did you read your prepared notes?
Oh, I already did. I just talked about the power of heart, as I always did, the power of soul force.
Wow. Yeah.
That's and that takes a while to go into.
Well,
you've
there's
been discussing
maybe Rick could follow up with you and talk about the group minds, right? Because there's also the questions of the individual and the group and the collective and how those dynamics play out.
You call that news?
Well, we'd have to call it something else. Come on another time.
Let's have that
tickling
show
the belly of the beast.
You'll have to call
that's
it something
else. That's what it was called from the heartland of Santa Cruz.
That's too long for
are you the girl that kicked
now
the
what kind
fast?
Of beast was
I
that,
I kicked
actually.
Everyone off. I was it. I interviewed everyone I wanted to.
What kind of
James
beast was
Joyce
that?
Was pretty cryptic.
Which beast?
What kind of beast
I
was
so
that? I never found out what kind of beast it was.
Beast?
We're living in the belly of the beast.
Is it like a dragon or...
It's a corporate.
Is it multi-headed
government?
Belly of the corporate whale?
Collusion against free spirits.
And what were you tickling it with?
Voice, music, laughter,
that
dance.
That could lead to a belch or a fart.
On that note, this has been so much fun. Well, Coral and I spent the afternoon at yoga, power vinyasa.
No, in the woods.
And also hiking in the woods. It's been an amazing day. And then she asked me if I wanted to come on again. And then these two lovely gentlemen.
And what happened to
us.
Your co-partner? Mr. Allen.
Oh, Allen, yeah. I don't know what happened to him. He
Alan's
was going to come in.
He's having trouble with
the
smart meters.
What are you doing for the solstice?
Oh, he is. What?
What are you doing for the solstice?
Hey.
On the solstice?
Back to this matter.
I'm not, well, I'm going to enjoy my time, probably.
Sweat lodge
also, but also,
I'm going to try and avoid becoming a human sacrifice. My usual solstice activities.
Wow.
Does that mean withdrawal from society?
Well, the winter would probably be a bloodletting or a hanging, so yes, there won't be any bondage dates for me.
Indian Canyon?
There, too.
Put it on the calendar if you wish not.
We think Occupy Santa Cruz had a tough
They almost got me 2008, but I saw it coming and I just said, no, I'm not going anywhere.
You never got a drum circle ceremony.
Someone else died instead.
And the teepee's in really sad shape now.
You know, it would... I think it would behoove the occupation movement, this is just my opinion, to start having some ceremonies, be they fire ceremonies, teepee
no
ceremonies,
flames in the park.
Sweat lodge ceremonies. No, they
more
don't
tyranny.
Have to be in the park. They could be elsewhere. Just
sure.
A little
park.
Bit, that power
yes,
is so
because the heartbeat
potent,
now,
and it could harness
the drum sound
the voices.
Will bring a
the
lot
the drum.
We need that goodwill,
yes,
that good vibration.
And the flute, absolutely, the rattle. We do. That's
sounds that are less chaotic.
You know, it's actually doing really good for the homeless and probably the
yes,
merchants downtown. I walk up and down the levee. I hardly see any homeless.
Showing everyone how to survive.
They're normally there all the time. Downtown, you hardly see any. The Sub Rosa is loving
exactly.
it. You know, they don't get all those belligerents in there.
Do you know of any spas with really good facilities for like hydrotherapy and hot tubs and
I'll find
hot
out. I'm
water
going to learn holistic facial
saunas.
Massage.
I'd like to know who has the best saunas in Santa Cruz County.
I don't know, my friend.
Yeah.
But
right.
that's your personal private.
That's not news either.
But even if it was...
Sounds like he's asking her out there, Carl.
Well, but we've talked about better health. There's been, we've talked
on the
about...
Air.
There are several working groups at the Occupy that discuss things a lot more important than sanitation. The porta potties are the least important discussed topics at the Occupy Santa Cruz meetings.
I was on.
What?
I mute people if I didn't like...
Yeah, I know we have these parties.
You should see what these girls do on Sunday night.
Jackie and mute.
You muted me too.
It's quite entertaining.
I bet.
trovada, compa, yo no dejo el trillo para meterme en cañada.
Don't we wish we
still?
Were in Cuba? Yeah, that was Buena Vista Social Club. Don't we wish we had the life like that? I mean, we could. How are we going to sum up what's going on before? We're going to talk about astrology. Maybe that'll solve it. Yeah. Well, so what is news about it?
I think we covered Occupy pretty much. That's what's happening in town. There ain't much else happening in town.
Talk about what you've been studying about what's happening in October. And that's next October. This is December.
This is news. We're throwing the show. I mean, I'm not even... That's why we're doing no show, so I don't have to spend
any time editing them. I'm on mic. I can finally hear myself. You're going to find that this whole show, Carl, my fucking voice has been fucked up.
I don't know. Maybe. I heard you, though. My microphone.
We didn't check and mic levels. Mic check.
I always look at how it's recording on Cool Edit and see if it goes up to the yellows when they talk real loud.
It's been going up to yellow.
Okay. And I can hear myself now.
Auto mic check. Auto mic check.
I'm going to play eventually tonight this 40-minute, maybe it's 30 minutes. It's called The Fed, and this was dropped by an airplane. It's, it should be everywhere.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to do a show at 8. As usual, I'm going to be lazy. I've been doing all, doing some research on the time-traveling Nazis and the coming 2012 stuff. There's some biblical prophecy behind 2012.
Mm. Yeah, we are expecting a couple guests, you know, between 7 and 7:30, so...
Does that involve the Bible code? Or is it independent of that?
Well, I came up with it on my own. I mean, I've been reading Revelation and stuff, and I just came up with it on my own, looked on the internet. Oh, look, somebody else has got something. Oh, it's more detailed.
Was it spurred on by a recent evening of Coast to Coast by chance?
No, it's because I've been waiting in lines and government shit, and so I pull out my little New Testament and been reading Revelation. And I think the fifth angel, they talk about locusts, but I think they're talking about cars.
Oh, yeah, I like that visualization.
Oh, yeah, it says the poison comes out of their tails. They got, you know, they look like armored horses. You know, it's, they came out of the pit just like oil comes out of the, you know, bottomless pit. And, you know, if you think about it, cars are fucking evil. I mean, we're fighting in the Middle East because of oil, and we're killing people. Driving a car is, you know, you eventually kill people in accidents. So we're accepting a certain amount of human sacrifice just to get from here to there. And the greenhouse effect to come is going to kill a whole lot of people. And in fact, I think that's what they're talking about in the Book of Revelations. The end of days is because of what we've done with oil.
It's there's also a Native American legend that supports this point of view. It was turned into that film Koya Niskatsi, Life Out of Balance. But it's clear that if we maybe took a step backward from the hectic pace of the madcap world and transition to more peaceful technologies like safe solar electric vehicles that don't require petroleum, that don't require what's been called the devil's excrement, as George Soros called the petroleum industry.
Mm-hmm. Well, like we had a freelance show a couple of weeks ago. It's in the archives with Roy, and he was saying, you know, he had a car that could beat a Corvette, you know, back in the 60s or 80s or something, and then he started getting death threats from, who knows, probably oil companies, obviously, because, yeah, they're going to kill to keep that money coming in. They don't want electric cars. They don't give a fuck if they ruin the whole world and
which
kill
us. Which is yet another indictment of capitalism. Yeah. Capitalism is perverted to the poor ends.
Government-sponsored capitalism, because, yeah, it was the CIA involved in that. Normally, the government should be, you know, going after those assholes, but because they're bribed, just like the local ones here, they're bribed by the property owners and everything to go after decent people.
Well, the Hippocratic Oath has very little sway, really, as a global value. I mean, we have Médecins Sans Frontières, so we have Doctors Without Borders. We do uphold some notions of public health. There were some inroads made against smart meters with the Global Health Organization's determination on possible carcinogenic effects of electromagnetic radiation on the electrosensitive individuals.
Well, the Public Utilities Commission has backed off to taking any responsibility for the health aspects. They fucking know that there's probably cancer here, and the sheriffs won't enforce it, so they could be liable too, but they'll probably have qualified immunity because there's been no case law on this yet. It just, the whole system sucks. I'm just, you know.
And that excuse of there not being case law, that excuse is used to perpetuate a lot of tyranny.
Mm-hmm. Well, then the lawyers, like in L.A., you know, with the homeless stuff, they just settled instead of pushing it all the way and making it a case law that we can cite, and, you know, they just take the money and settle. So, you know, it's because, well, I mean, we just don't have dedicated lawyers. We should, and we don't have legal collectives. There's a legal collective in San Jose, Debug. They were making great inroads against the local law enforcement. We need something like that in town, but there's just no will for it. They'd rather, you know, break windows or take over buildings.
Gandhi's, this is not widely known, so this might be news in some quarters, but Gandhi's generation was on the record as being dubious about the long-term prospects of the global economy, because it was well understood that there were nefarious forces at work in modern history. And just the fact that mutually assured destruction was the guiding principle during the Cold War shows that humanity was really on a reckless course. And as people are more and more willing to contemplate conspiracy theories and the idea that small groups in the shadows over the centuries have disproportionate roles to play, Coral was recently reviewing the conspiracy theory that one of the new popes in the 1970s may have been victim of a conspiracy theory, because he had in his death grip, he had a paper with a list of the guilty parties in the Vatican that were perpetuating the crimes of obstruction of justice.
Is that the one that died like after a month
tax
in office?
Evasion?
Yeah.
And the mob scene?
Money laundering. The Vatican. Yeah. The Vatican Bank was guilty of money laundering.
Well, that's why I hear why Obama's got this election wrapped up, because he's letting the CIA do whatever the fuck they want, so no Republican's going to stand a chance against him. So that's why they just got boobs running on the Republican side.
Newt Gingrich is recently supposed to be a front runner, but then Ron Paul could be his vice president, since he won the straw poll in California.
I tell you, if Ron Paul gets elected president, the economy goes right into the toilet.
Well, the Federal Reserve would kind of take that as the writing on the wall.
He does have some good policies. You know, he wants to bring the war home. But, I mean, he's written 6 books on the Austrian School of Economics, and that's what's created the situation we have here. The Chicago School and conservative economics is what's killing our country. This taking away money from the regular person, which is demand, and giving it to the supply side. And there's plenty of empty houses sitting around. There's plenty of stuff. No one can buy it because we've been cheated on our wages for 30 years.
Even empty bank buildings that make their way into a jury trial are going to open the eyes of the local citizens as they discover through court proceedings that the banksters have been guilty of perpetuating some enormous financial frauds. And we might hope that some economics professors up at the campus at UCSC might come in and discuss on the radio or call in how they view the teaching of economics.
Well, Ed, let's nationalize the Fed. It turns out that instead of just the $2 trillion they've been bailing out, they did $7.7 trillion bailout and didn't tell Congress anything about it. I mean, what the fuck are we allowing the Federal Reserve to even exist? This could all be done in one fucking desk in the Treasury Department. This is a private thing. They make money off it. Fuck those assholes.
There's also economics education that's supposed to begin with the Q, the quadrillion number. If you're not discussing quadrillions, your introduction to global economics is delinquent.
Glink.
What do you think, Coral?
I don't. This is a moment of silence.
Zen. Some Zen moment.
This is your chance to call in. And by the way, we're going bankrupt here at Free Radio. We have a lot of delinquent DJs haven't been paying their dues because we're so lax, we're so good-natured. We let them go for month and month, and all of a sudden they're too far behind. And
that's
then
not hate speech, is it?
No, I'm not.
And yet we're still not
underwater.
It's the truth. And yet
still. Well, no, I mean, we've got 3 more months of burn rate. We lose a certain amount every month, and we have that much left in the bank. If we don't get any new money in here soon, Free Radio will be gone.
Bank or credit union?
By March 1st. And we just signed a contract for rent, so I don't know what's going to happen on that. But
we are using a credit union, are we not?
Hmm?
Are we using a credit union?
I have no idea.
Well,
yeah, we are. Yeah, Santa Cruz Community Credit Union.
You know, that was one of the things of the Occupy. No one wanted to open up a bank account for the Occupy because of the way the city was acting, they just get sued.
Credit union's more trustworthy anyway.
We should start.
Although
our
their ATMs are messed with by the big banks. Imagine that.
I even use money. Just trade with your friends.
So, we're
start
still
your own
reaching
economy.
Out for callers.
That's something Occupy could do: is create their own currency.
They say that any group up to the size of about 2,000 usually has pretty good results in alternative economics and freakonomic experiments with pooling money in resourceful ways. That seems to be a magic number, about small communities,
just keep
experimental
it.
Eco-villages.
I mean, that's what it's all about. I mean, that's what these parasitical secret societies you're talking about, they've been doing it for years. I mean, like in Venice, they never produced anything. They just, you know, scooped money off trading back and forth, you know, with their ships. Other than maybe a little glass, but they never really manufactured anything to trade with. And the same thing's happening on Wall Street. They don't fucking produce anything. They just take a skim off each trade and encourage more trades, create these products and imaginary options on this, that, and the other thing, scoop some more commissions. They don't actually produce a damn thing.
But they also perpetuate the man behind the screen, the Wizard of Oz phenomenon, where
the mental justification let us do it for you.
Consumerism, the drumbeats of consumerism, advertising, consumption, continuing to brainwash the masses into thinking that
capitalism
is working.
Well, it's, you know, I'm not a an enemy of capitalism. I don't think there's anything wrong with pooling capital together and risking it to produce something, but not banking on land. The land should be fucking free for residential at least, and there shouldn't even be taxes on residential property. All the taxes should be on income property or
business property,
commercial. Yeah, exactly. And then that's something you could loan. You know, if the banks weren't, they've been loaning on fucking people just occupying space. They should be loaning on producing wealth. It's fucking ridiculous.
Those would be very good economics experiments. I can enjoin students of economics to look at relaxing traditional theoretical constraints on private property when it relates to residential property. Mm-hmm. We have as president for that in the great state of New Mexico. There's a great movie out about the garbage warrior, whose name is also Mike Reynolds, and he, after 3 years, got this law, state law in New Mexico changed. You can now get real estate assigned as an experimental real estate demarcation, which means you don't have to pay ridiculous fees at local government levels mm-hmm. to perpetuate ridiculously inflated building codes when you want to do mm-hmm. dirt cheap, low cost experimental residential development, experimental residential technologies for essentially for surviving in an mm-hmm. ice age.
And let's not forget that government employees may not actually make enough money to be 1%, but they are oppressing everyone. They are a parasite on the rest of us. And that's what's happening this town. Over half the budget in Santa Cruz goes to the police, and then when they retire, they get 90% of their wages in a pension. So therefore, pretty soon we'll have a police department of all the retired police, as well as an actual police department, and that's going to be over 100% of our budget, people.
And we can thank 9/11 for this development, for this plague upon city budgets.
It's management being in unions. Management has no fucking business being in a union. These guys in management get these huge salaries, and they claim they're part of the union, and they get all the. Bargaining leverage of the union behind them, and then they get everything they want. They have the power of being a manager and the power from the union. We need to just stop this, you know.
Yeah, these bloated budgets have also been thrown at surveillance technology, although that's mm-hmm. typically been underreported. There have been enormous changes in the surveillance technology industries.
Well, that's coming too because that's the same thing happened in Jamaica, you know, because they got in debt and now they're needing surveillance dogs and security guards to protect the wealthy against the people that are out. But getting back to Santa Cruz, I mean, it isn't going to be the homeless that are going to be paying for those pensions. It's going to be everybody that owns land in this town
and everyone that's at risk of, if they're not already underwater, then being foreclosed upon or evicted.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, banking capitalism doesn't work. Government-sponsored capitalism doesn't work. Banking capitalism. But if you just get together with your friends with some capital and come up with a product, I have no problem with that. That's how it should be. Because when you concentrate anything, you increase its power. You can concentrate, say, intelligence in a university. You know, people get an idea from somebody else. It multiplies the effect. The same thing with money or politics. You bring people together. The whole is greater than the sum of its parts.
Well, there is precedent for synergy and force multipliers that can be expanded more generally to modern research and social sciences and public policy. There's definitely a policy that takes into account economic innovations and other policy that is delinquent in economic knowledge.
We've lost that in America. We used to be an innovative kind of a country, and now we're just a parasitical financial.
When were we innovative? This new disc that I was going to put on says that the same thing was going on with our forefathers, that we had to borrow money from the Central Bank of England.
Well, yeah, as long as you have a central bank, and we didn't have a central bank for a while. I think it was McKinley or something came in during his reign. I mean, these secret societies have been pushing this forever because this is basically Babylon. This is what Babylon came up with, banking to oppress people. We don't need it.
From the same place that loaned it to you, so you made you go in debt in the first place.
That's exactly
it. So the revelation is about a financial Armageddon, primarily.
Well, no. Revelations is, a whole lot of people going to die, baby. Nations are going to go away.
But it's
away.
A financial Armageddon. That's essentially the precedent, the preamble, the antecedents. Whether or not it turns into a nuclear nightmare is kind of secondary because that's a post-causal effect.
Well, to me, the whore of Babylon that rides, or the harlot of Babylon that rides the beast usually means a nation because they use violence to enforce it, and usually a woman is a church or an ideology, and because it's a harlot, and there's money involved. So it's basically the worship of money and bankism.
So the Lady Liberty is basically a whore that walked out of the brothel?
Are you talking about Statue of Liberty is actually Luciferian. Luciferian with the torch up there. But it's supposedly a positive view of Luciferianism.
Of
enlightenment.
Yeah, and it goes back to ancient symbols of all a woman with a flame, old a woman pagan, with a torch.
Yes, right. Yeah, those are all, well, you know, yeah, those are all ancient pagan symbols.
Kind of like a witch's broom, except it's she's holding it upwards.
Yeah, very often these secret societies will go after rich people to get them to become members, and they oppress the rest, they oppress and enslave the rest of us. But this is not news. What time is it?
We're newsy.
Where are we?
Every day is Halloween. Ministry said that in the 80s. Every day is Halloween.
No, it's every day is Halloween in Santa Cruz.
That's too weird. Santa Cruz
is changing.
Keep Santa Cruz weird.
It is. It's less weird. It's more conservative now.
Well, it always was. It just was had a facade, had a veneer of weirdness, like the glimmer of old hippie values drained.
Well,
when
the surface got tired
went up because
the dot-com boom, mm-hmm. The prices went up, but we all had jobs then too because there was a huge amount of jobs. Then those jobs went away, and then you know we can't afford these high prices anymore. So the people with the money took over. And it's ever people on Section 8 or the homeless or people that bought their houses way, way, way back when you could get it for, you know, $30,000-$40,000. Now they're worth, you know, over $500,000.
Yeah.
So far we're missing what Georgia has had. Georgia has had a law enforcement officer who was getting foreclosed upon. They did an outreach to the Georgia Occupy. Georgia Occupy came to the rescue, and they have now encamped their tents on the foreclosing property of the law enforcement officer, and they are not being harassed by anyone because...
Because it's a cop.
Exactly. So we need a test case like that.
We got to foreclose on some cops. The thing is, they're very well paid in this town.
So there's not even one person in the sheriff's department or the police department that's at risk of foreclosure on any kind of property? That
would be something worth finding out.
Well,
I don't think so.
Given how much cop watch we have and how many undercover cops.
We have no cop watch. The only cop watch who was in that building is probably looking at going to jail for a very long time.
However many undercover cops that occupy Santa Cruz, they were...
Well, they had a party. After they took over the bank, they had a party and had, I guess, a couple hundred people or something in the party. And some snitches went in that party and were taking down names and seeing who was there. And that's how Santa Cruz operates. You get your ticket in the mail later. They're not going to do it now until they clean up the camp and get rid of the numbers, and then those people that went in the building, the ones they want to bust, are going to get busted.
Well, those are the ones with nicknames that were on their list to decode. Yeah, they're trying to get people's
people
real
they
names.
Don't like anyways, you know.
They're trying to convert...
I never went in that building.
They're trying to convert nicknames into real names.
Nicknames?
Well, they know. There's certain people they know, because people weren't wearing ski masks while they were in the building. They were being filmed and all kinds of stuff. And the city cops, I think, I saw a car parked across the street from it. And he was probably filming everyone.
But apparently Catherine Beyer of the city council was willing to mix it up.
Oh, that's true. Don Lane went there. He probably won't get a ticket, though.
So then they should rally to some sort of defense. I think the transcript from the jury trial in the empty bank building stunt is going to be quite a jury trial transcript.
We'll see. I mean, even as I walked down in the park, I think it was the homeless person was saying, he's a strategic blunder, and I guess he must have been talking about the bank. But the thing is, I mean, that was mostly anarchist inspired, and they're not really talking to the people in Santa Cruz. They're talking to anarchists in other cities. They're showing that we're not a bunch of wimps in this fucking town.
Well, I know that, but they could have got what they wanted out of it instead of it destroying any chance and any hope of showing how much we can be not wimps later.
Yeah. Well, like as I said, I mean, just as they were kind of a loose cannon for the rest of the GA, and they were an autonomous group that had nothing to do with it, even within that group, there was a loose cannon that wanted to vandalize. So
And what prevented
and
that?
And, you know, had those people not vandalized, then the rest of the people inside the building wouldn't be looking at felony charges. They'd merely be looking
at
misdemeanor.
What kind of vandalism?
I don't know.
That?
I don't. You know, I never went in there. I have no idea.
Or was that hearsay?
So you're
saying, all hearsay, baby.
So you're saying that the law enforcement paid off instigators to raise the charges to felony level.
I didn't say that. I'm just saying there's, you know, I mean,
that's connected dots.
There's no responsibility in this form of government. People just go off on their own and do whatever the fuck they want, and they don't even think about how it affects anyone else.
Or they did and decided it was worth the price to get the court transcript and the jury trial for this case. Because it reveals the crimes of the banksters and exposes that building as being unoccupied for 2 years.
Well, we've known that for years.
It could have been a community asset for the people.
Well, I'm thinking, you know, we already have some community assets, and if some of those people went in, one place in particular, that place isn't going to be open
for
very many
hours. This is a 10-acre problem. If one person in the county steps up with 5 or 10 acres, this problem is solved.
But like I said, if those two women, Shoemaker and Morello, had not fucking, changed the laws on us here, you know, no one would be going to jail for or getting any tickets at either place. But because of those two people, and just those two people, there's going to be... That's why my brother's in jail, because of Morello and Shoemaker, same thing. I don't know what... And then we pay these people all kinds of money. I think they should be fired. Fire those fucking idiots. I mean, they're... partly responsible for all the damage.
Be required. We have to get everybody out of office that we can't.
Absolutely,
stand.
I think there should be term limits on all government jobs in this town. Just think of all the jobs that would open up for everyone else in this town that needs a job. It's just a good old boy network, you know. They just, you know, watch each other's backs. It's the same old people. They're all related and whatnot. I think we should fire those people every 5 years. That way, we don't even have to worry about pensions. And believe me, there'd be plenty of people that want those jobs. Those jobs pay very well. There are very few good jobs in this town. Everything else is fucking retail at minimum wage.
In Africa, they're willing to work those jobs for 17 mm-hmm. cents an hour. I think we should get some Africans or some other country's citizens chance to do our government jobs. Save some money. Look at these budgets. Budgets.
All those, a lot of those desk jobs in the county building could be shipped off to India or China. Just like the computer
cents an
jobs
hour.
Were.
I mean, much less than $1
well,
an hour.
No, $6 an hour. But they're getting like $30 up,
We should do the best we can to get the citizens of Santa Cruz the best bang for their buck in the local government. So 17 cents an hour is the lowest bid I've heard of so far. That's lowest bid price is how the government's done contracting in this country for a long time for the government. Lowest bidder.
And the regular people are working three jobs just to survive here. Yeah, that is the 1% in this town, the government jobs.
And the government is what is just totally needs not have jobs.
Well, like I say, we could give those jobs to other people. There's plenty of people in town that are unemployed that would love those jobs, or even just part-time at those jobs. In fact, I think a lot of those jobs could be done part-time.
And we have a caller. Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner.
Let's see.
This could be Noah.
Free radio. Oh, that's good. We can get you right on the air here. Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Hey, Noah.
How's it going out there? And what's happening?
It's a little chilly, but we've got a good assembly in progress.
Are there any new consensus items?
What was that?
Anything decided so far?
There's been a number of proposals put forward. Most of them having to do with defending the camp in San Lorenzo Park tomorrow night.
Will you explain that? The raid tomorrow or the curfew or?
No, it's the raid.
I can explain the raid.
Yeah.
That seems to be the most pressing issue. So, yesterday, about 15 Santa Cruz Police Department officers went through the camp at San Lorenzo Park and handed out notices. They were evacuation notices.
To everyone?
Stating that the Jeanette Shoemaker of the City Parks Department has declared that camp a public nuisance. As far as I understand, this was like her sole prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
And because she declared it a public nuisance, they are employing the Santa Cruz Police Department to forcibly remove the occupiers down there in the camp at San Lorenzo Park starting at 5 p.m. tomorrow. They will arrest anybody that does not move, as far as I understand, and they will take any property there, perishable property will be thrown away, non-perishable property will be held for 90 days at the Santa Cruz Police Department until it is claimed.
That's for the bench lands only?
Yes.
Yeah, that's just for the bench lands.
And what's this curfew that applies to the whole area around?
The curfew is another issue entirely.
Okay.
Really, it's just on the county property surrounding the courthouse and the county building. And Sunday night, Sheriff came through to inform us that they were going to be enforcing this curfew, this trespassing curfew, from 7 p.m. to 7 a.m. And we spent about an hour and a half, kind of formed a impromptu assembly around this officer, and it was pretty interesting to see him get into the swing of it.
Really?
It was kind of, yeah, it was interesting. I was joking, if we had taught him the hand signals, he would have been fully participating.
Uh-huh,
it was great.
Right.
Yeah.
He's got an extra hand signal. He could shoot his gun in the air, you know.
Yeah, like he was, you know, he was making point of process and point of information. And,
so technically, you know, right now, you're violating that trespassing law as you speak.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sitting right here on the top tier of the steps. The assembly is going on down on the bottom row of steps. And I don't know, there's probably, you know, at least 30 or 40 of us here.
Excellent.
Yeah. And, you know, that's one of the frustrating things is that, you know, if the sheriff and the county wanted to enforce such a ridiculous notion as that we can't maintain assembly at any time of the day, you know, then why aren't they here now trying to shut us down? You know, why would they come when there's only, you know, 10 of us or 5 of us, you know, holding it down throughout the night? I mean, we're still doing the same thing. We're maintaining the information table. We're keeping the signs up so that passersby can see them. And ultimately, we are being here in public, on public property, assembled so that the rest of America sees that we're not okay with what's going on in this country, that this system is corrupt and we're standing against it. And we know that most of America feels the same as us, and that by people being out here and standing up, eventually more and more of the rest of America will say, you know what, I'm going to go and, you know, show my support, or even I'm going to go and join them for an hour or a night, you know.
Yeah, and the more of right.
So far, only 2 people have gotten the trespassing tickets, am I right?
Yeah, and that was Sunday night, and that was incredibly brave. I would even say, like, heroic of them. They almost single-handedly maintained the occupation.
Uh-huh.
The sheriff had decided that we were allowed to stay on the city sidewalk right on the edge of the county property.
Exactly right.
And yeah, and we had moved most of our tables and chairs and everything to that space because we weren't sure exactly how to handle this trespassing issue. Some of us were ready to get arrested for it. Some of us were considering waiting until Monday night's assembly because we figured we'd have more power bringing this to the full body of Occupy Santa Cruz, and also knowing that our General Assembly would be going on past 7 p.m.
Yeah, all the time.
On Monday.
Every night it does.
Yeah, well, Monday through
every night
Saturday.
It's held at night, yeah.
It was really interesting because Sunday is the one day of the week where we have our General Assembly earlier in the day at 2 p.m.
Mm-hmm. Now, the ticket I heard Mike D's was for 602L. And I looked that up.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I looked that up, and as long as you immediately leave when they tell you to leave, they can't give you a ticket for that. And all you have to do is go to the sidewalk there, that's city property.
Yeah,
absolutely. But, I mean, I would assume that if they came and warned you to leave and you moved to the sidewalk and then they left and you moved back to the steps and they came back,
you'd get one, yeah.
Probably ticket you the next time they came around.
Absolutely, yeah. But you could set a chair up on the sidewalk. As long as you don't block the sidewalks, as long as people can still walk by, I think you're completely legal there.
Ultimately, I think that this is a strategy that the sheriff and the county have attempted to are you know, starting this past Sunday, decided they're going to try and use this to, you know, break our assembly. Mm-hmm. You know,
violate your rights.
Yeah, disband our occupation, violate our rights of free speech and peaceful assembly.
Now, the
and obviously that is their ultimate prerogative, is to get us to go away. They mm-hmm. don't want the system to change.
Absolutely.
They don't want people bringing attention to the problems in America, because, you know, they are a big part of the problems, and they are there to maintain the system.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're the fist of the 1%. Is anyone filming these interactions? Because I'd love to see this on the website.
I got some audio recording.
That's good.
I don't know if we've had any video.
Joe had a lot of live stream upstreams.
Yeah.
Is there links to it? If they put links up on the site, I'd love to listen to this stuff. Because this is also evidence for court, too. Because you can sue their fucking ass for violating your rights and get punitive damages, and not just against the police, but against their superiors and Susan Morello, who is ultimately behind it on the county side.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, ultimately, we need to get this out there. You know, it's interesting. Like, I hope we have the resources on hand if they do come back to, you know, get visual and audio documentation mm-hmm. of the interactions. You know, but like, it's kind of also interesting. Like, I'm seriously wondering if they're going to continue with the strategy, because it is, I believe, so untenable. I think that they are going to quickly recognize that. I think that the stand that Michael and Tom made Sunday night, Monday morning, really showed them that we're not going to tolerate it. And, you know, they didn't come at all last night. It's kind of peculiar. And they haven't come at all tonight. And
I heard they put up a new sign. Part of that code is that there has to be posted every certain number of feet, and apparently they hadn't posted it near the steps. So maybe Mike can get off on his charges because of that.
I don't know. I will inquire around as to whether or not they put up a new sign. I know Sunday night they did show us the two signs on the side of the building. One is over by the corner of the path going into San Lorenzo Park, to the left if you're sitting on the stairs. Mm-hmm. And there's another one that I haven't seen, but to the right down by the driveway going into the county building. All of these signs just went up within the past few weeks. I know originally they, like, 3 or 4 weeks ago, they put up signs on the other side of the county building. And sometime, I believe, in the past 2 weeks, they put up these signs on this side of the building.
Yeah, it has to be all around the property. I mean, that trespassing code, there's all kinds of letters, and for that letter, it has to be posted everywhere.
Yeah.
Well, so, obviously, this is done to take away your freedom of speech rights, so it's a clear sign of bad faith on the part of the county.
Yeah.
Even more so when they can't enumerate the proper procedure to protect assembly rights.
Yeah. It's disappointing, you know, and, like, some people, like, you know, they think we want these kinds of confrontations. Like, this is just, it's so meaningless, and it's fairly stressful, you know, and, like, ultimately, we know that they're in the wrong by trying to do this. It's not like, you know, it's not like we want them to be doing this.
No, you'd rather be going after the banks than having to fight with the cops and the county officials.
I'd rather be able to stay here, you know, as much as I possibly can, which includes overnight sometimes, and be getting the message out to the rest of, you know, the American citizens that I feel are the ones who need to mm-hmm. take up their responsibility and their power to effect change. You know, I'm
Well, in the long
term, we're all in this together. We're only going to change it together if we work together.
Well, it's also a sign who the real. I mean, 1% is everybody making over 300 and some grand a year, but it's also these county officials and the police. To my mind, even though they don't make that much money, they're the ones enforcing it for the 1%. So they've joined the 1%, even though they're just their lackeys.
But even the attorney for the city of Oakland mayor resigned in protest.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's some good government officials, but we don't have them in here in this town.
And we could, in the next 12 months, we could win all these battles for our generation and the rest of the generations in this century. In the next 12 months, we could win a series of battles that set the record right.
Yeah, I mean, there's so many facets to the problems we face.
So what's your... you've had some tickets, right, Noah?
What is that?
You've had some tickets from the county, or the, I guess it's the county.
Yeah, I received a lodging citation for 647E about a few weeks ago, a month ago.
Uh-huh.
My court date is December 20th.
So that's coming up shortly. You haven't had any since then, huh?
No, yeah, that was the only one that I've received.
That's good.
Yeah.
Of course, that carries 6 months in jail, $1,000 fine at the worst.
Yeah, you know, and that's obviously a concern, but at the same time, I feel absolutely confident in the fact that, you know, I wasn't violating the lodging code, and that... you know, hopefully, you know, I, you know, don't have, you know, this judicial system is got a lot of problems.
Oh, yeah. And, some very biased judges in this town.
Yeah, and not, I mean, I'm not just talking about this town. I'm
constitutional
about America,
delinquents, all of them.
Yeah, yeah.
But, yeah, so, you know, to an extent, I'm concerned.
Almost
but,
all of them, maybe.
You know, as far as I understand, I can bring this to a jury trial, and
that's correct.
You know, I've considered very carefully my opinion on whether or not I was violating the lodging code, and I'm ready to explain myself. Of course, I'll seek legal representation probably and try and work through.
Yeah, you do get a free public defender if you can't afford counsel.
Yeah, I'm, you know, that's something I actually need to start working on. I believe things will be all right.
Well, my brother's doing 6 months on this, so you can't count on getting justice in this town.
Yeah. And I'd love to talk to you more about this sometime.
Yeah, we're glad.
Yeah, you
call.
Said you had to go here so, soon. So, well, thanks for calling.
Yeah. We'll keep it
right
touch.
On.
Yeah, thank you guys for doing what you're doing. Have a great
yeah,
night.
Yeah, you too.
All right,
you
we
too.
Have honorable intent.
Here.
Don't get a ticket.
Yeah. We'll be all right out here.
Okay.
Right on.
Stay warm.
Later.
Thanks.
So, that was good to get that call.
So, Coral, we could pretty much wrap up the show here and save it, you know, because when they get really big, they're a hassle to deal with. I think you got an hour and a half
mean,
on there.
You mean mega shows?
Yeah, I think you get up to... An hour is really easy to deal with, but an hour
so we can segue to the Fed, which is a half-hour show.
So yeah, I think you should just, you know, cut this off here, save it, and play some music.
And then and deposit it at a smaller credit union. Okay.
Play that Fed thing.
Glad you've been listening and tune in every week. And also put your 2 cents in and your $200.
And we need money here. What is it? We're going to be tabling in January on Pacific to try
no,
and raise
December
money.
17th,
December
17th. December 12 to 3.
All right.
But before that, you can go to PayPal at freakradio.org, or you could call our number, or you could mail a check to P.O. Box 7811.
Or you could send
Santa
in
Santa Cruz, 95061, free radio.
What was that again?
P.O. Box 7811 at Santa Cruz, California, 95061.
Or you can go on the website and you could download an application, fill it out, and become a free radio disc jockey. You could reach the masses of single-digit people. and have a hell of a. I got to say, it is a hell of a lot of fun to be on the radio or on the web.
Oh, it's YouTube, a pleasure to be on with you
on the web.
Too.
On the web,
YouTube will take your.
I
audio.
Only do this to be on the web. Actually, some pirate out there comes and takes our signal, puts it onto an antenna, and broadcasts it. But or I'm just here for the web.
Or if they put it on YouTube,
signing
it gets an automatic transcript.
This is December 6th, 2011.
Great.
Same bat time.